Look, it's not that I didn't like it. I promise. It's a really beautiful gesture and exactly my taste. It's just that, well, it's your birthday, sir. And okay, to be fair, it's not the first time you did this. You know, making me lose my momentum when I've anticipated an occasion to spoil the fuck out of you. Yes, it is sweet. It's considerate and unselfish. That gets to me, sir. It makes me wonder too much about what you want from me. Okay, yeah, but don't you already have all answers to that? Look back at the past few months with me. You're intense, you're demanding, and never once do you let me talk back to you when we have fun. And not only that, you're nurturing, you're observant, and acutely aware of every feasible overstimulation you can give me. And you always check on me to make sure I'm safe with what you're doing. Essentially, you're all I could ask for. The perfect dom. You even know what makes me embarrassed, what shocks me, what horrifies me at first glance, but gets me so fucking wet when I realize I have no choice. And you make me do it all for myself. Can you really not think of a reason why that would get to me? Isn't there something missing here? No, that couldn't be further from the truth, sir. In fact, you did it just again, and you didn't even realize it. You're thinking about me, about what I need. You're never selfish, not once. Like, don't you want to be? I hear you, sir. It's just that, with all due respect, I think you have a lot to unlearn. Selfishness is what we're told to avoid since childhood, because if we all acted on impulse, society would collapse and nothing would ever work. We're taught to put the things that we crave aside, to hold our reward systems hostage so that the class can continue, or so that the other train passengers won't find a seat covered in the dirt from our shoes. Where do you suppose all that energy goes? Exactly. Are you starting to see my point? Look at yourself. You're so bottled up from your considerations about what the rest of the world thinks that it doesn't even dawn on you that you need to take care of yourself. I'm sorry, I'm not mad at you. I'm just upset because it fucking hurts me when I think I can finally turn you into an inconsiderate prick, and it turns out it's all fake disguise you put on to shut yourself in another cage. I worry when I notice you being so by the book that you forget who you are. Don't you get that? Sir, I'm still here. I'm sorry for sounding so harsh and I know it's not my place to tell you what to do, but I think I need to. Not for me, but for you. For me, I've started to hate that phrase. Sir, babe, I need you to be honest. Let's say you had no conception of taking my needs into account. What would you want then? And please don't say, for me to be happy, or some shit like that. Just be a selfish asshole for once in your life. Thank you, sir. Thank you. And only to make yourself feel good, right? No great plans or ideas about how my discomfort or pain could make me scream from coming on your cock later down the road, and not a single thought about reciprocating. Just me gagging like your whore when you throat fuck me because it's what you want and you don't give two shits about me, okay? It's your fucking birthday. You deserve it, sir. I know my safe gestures, and you need to trust me to use them if I need to. And trust yourself to let the fuck go. I mean it. Use me. Abuse me. Fucking torture me if you feel like it. I'm right here. And I think I'm done talking. Shut me the fuck up now. Ah, yes, yes, grab me. Fucking control me. Do whatever the hell you... Ah, yes, let me. Abuse me. Just promise that you'll only do it to make yourself... Yeah, that's right. Teach me a fucking lesson for me being... Yeah. Yeah. Put me on my knees, sir. It's about time after all that I... Yes, sir. I'm your fucking whore. I'm nothing but a punching bag for you to take out your frustration on when you... They yank my hair and fucking spit on my face, or just swear to me that it's not because what I want. Make me drool from choking on your cockpit because it's your God-given. Just think about your cock and how good it feels to destroy my throat. Think about how it feels for you to make me gush out of spit all over my tits and ruin this dress. Because it'd be as rough as you fucking want. Use my face like a flashlight and fucking... Oh, yes. Slap me as much as you want to. Do every fucking thing in this world says you shouldn't. Deserve breaks, do they? Yeah. Smear my spit all over your face, make me look like a cheap fucking horse for you. Don't show mercy. Just be a fucking abusive apple asshole and rape my throat. My throat is your rape ulcer. My tears are just there to make you feel good because you have the power to fucking ruin me. Pretty abuse. Do I look like a pretty abuse victim, sir? Do I look like someone to get back at for every single injustice you've experienced? Come on, slap me more. I know you want to. Care about me, and you shouldn't either. destroy every ounce of empathy you have in your body and not give a fuck about what I want. Yes, spit on me more, sir. Make me your fucking rape slut. Your rape slut to abuse whenever you want. No, I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna fucking stop until you make yourself come with my throat. Don't you fucking dare. Don't you. Faint. Don't make me feel good. Make me fucking suffer. Put your goddamn throat to use. Don't think I deserve consideration or attention or air. About when you pinch my nipples and slap my clit until I fucking scream. This is what you want, isn't it? To be cruel, fucking obnoxious piece of shit without a thought about my comfort or my safety or my consent. Right. Don't do it. Be fucking evil. Because crush me, because it feels good. Don't fucking ask me where to come. Just do whatever fucking pleases you, you fucking psychopath. Do it. Fuck my throat. Without mercy, and come to my crying, drooling, and sobbing. Do whatever you fucking want. You need to lose it. You need to be fucking selfish. Because otherwise, what's even the point of all this? You're beginning to learn that. Good. I'm not some submissive princess for you to just cater to, sir. I'm your submissive. You fucking come over. You're a rape slut. You're a human fleshlight, and I want to give you this. Whenever you feel like taking it from me. Do you understand, sir? That actually convinced me. Good. I won't top from the bottom again, sir. Not ever. Just don't forget this, okay? Okay, I think I can calm down again now. Sir, would it be okay if I made one final suggestion to make you remember? Well, actually, I was thinking, how about I don't go to the bathroom to wash up? How about I stay inside the rest of the day instead with my dress ruined, my spit, your spit all over my face. smeared and red from your abuse. Yeah. Just as long as I would look like a pretty victim for you. That's all I care about right now. Would you want that? I'm glad you're finally looking after your needs. I'll go make dinner for us. And you'll remember that you can rape my throat anytime, okay? You finally look satisfied. Thank God. Happy birthday, sir. This is a fantasy audio post written by, for, and about adults, is performed by Vegetable Manager 45 and uploaded to Gone Wild Audio. Where do I start? Dear friend wrote this script, and he's a fellow writer that we go back and forth on different things. Love his perspective, and this was an interesting one, because when he sent it to me to read, I read it and I was like, who's gonna do this? Because I just felt like it would be really hard to do, to actually get one's throat fucked as thoroughly as the script requires. And also, you know, I've been grappling with the whole idea of submissive versus dominant. There's no way in hell I'm doing that one. Like, I know there's a niche out there for someone, and actually there are. There's other people who've written, performed this already, and they are the real heroes. I am wearing a skin suit of those people. I'm not, I don't know, I'm just trying this on for size. Also, saying that I'm wearing a skin suit is really creepy as fuck, so I apologize about that. So, friend wrote this audio. I thought I could never do it. I was, want to feel precious. You know, when I'm giving a blowjob, I said that in an audio a little bit ago, how I want you to fuck my face. That was described. But then I was talking to a friend tonight, and for the first time I was like, no, that could be me too. And I wanted to feel what it would feel like to be used. And I immediately thought of the script, and I came and I made it. Fun acting facts. Should I tell you this? Oh, I fucked my face so hard by the end of this script, like I was really hurting my mouth and my throat, that I choked so hard that I like fully wet my pants. Yep. I thought I might, because I know how hard I go at things. And so I took my pants off, and I brought an extra pair of underwear downstairs so that if I peed, I would have other underwear. And guys, I peed. Okay, sorry. Is that TMI? I mean, if you're on GWA, please tell me you're not so sensitive. So there you are. That is the genesis of this audio. Hope you enjoyed it. I need to go, like, wash my face. It hurts. Thanks. Talk to you soon.